context, Caroline Casey. So here we are on a waxing lunar eclipse. The eclipse may cruel vengeance be eclipsed now with the terrible kinship of horrific shared grief across all borders. I'll be starting a new Dream News Council on November 14th. See coyotenetworknews.com for more details. The news is a dream, it's a nightmare. So let's participate in dreaming the kind world into being. So it is our Halloween lunar eclipse, finding a way out of no way. We welcome Sean Patrick O'Donohue, Bardic Guide, at this time when the dead speak to the living, at this waxing full moon lunar eclipse, when we see the Earth's shadow visible as it turns red over Gaza and Israel Saturday night, that we may do all we can to animate the desirable, invoke necessary miracles, that we honor the moon, exalted in Taurus, the sacredness of all life, that it not be sacrileged by the cruel devolutionary nadir of our rogue species. The moon's guiding image will be a cantilever bridge over a rocky gorge, finding a way to get from here to there. So we welcome Sean Patrick O'Donohue from the lockdown in Maine. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you.
So we had been speaking backstage that you're in Maine, it's in lockdown. We spoke about horrific cruelty everywhere and Shamat that feeds on conflict, that only feeds tyranny. So what is the atmosphere in Maine and how do we tie it to everything?
Yes. Well, fortunately, I'm somewhere likely safe. I'm in a little town north and west of Lewiston. Lewiston, for people who don't know Maine, is a working class city that used to be a mill city and is the home of a large community of Somali refugees. So I imagine they have to be feeling especially frightening echoes right now. And while the actual house-to-house lockdown isn't happening in my town, grocery stores are closed. In many communities, schools are closed. And the whole state is really holding its breath right now. Right now, the Coast Guard is searching the river for this man. And I was saying to someone I love earlier today that it's as though everything that's out of balance in the world right now somehow got distilled into a single person who, overwhelmed with and possessed by whatever is moving through him, lost sight altogether of all compassion and all restraint and wrought horrific carnage. And so I can truly only think of it as a very grotesque microcosm of so much of what's unfolding in the world right now.
Yeah, no, it's trippy to watch BBC News or and even Al Jazeera that just lost its bureau chief's family was just all killed. But both BBC and Al Jazeera, they cover Maine and also Gaza and Israel and in the same, you know, segue. And we go, ooh, right, exactly what you say. You know, this collective group mind, you know, that is now mob mind. And so does our task to do what we can to fill collective group mind with a repertoire of miraculous responses of kindness. And we've spoken, you know, before and backstage, you know, let a shared grief, the horrific grief everywhere, you know, in Israel and Gaza, right, let it form a community of those grieving, you know, and an understanding of the betrayal by the leaders, by the complicity of Hamas and Israel, which is now known everywhere just as a fact. that the Mossad dragged the blind sheikh out of prison and funded him to create Hamas and has been funding Hamas for up until very recently. And so we go, right, tyranny's addiction to having and even creating an enemy, and may that be eclipsed. And I ran across your last year's post, which I think is pertinent to bring in. You say, what does it mean when we say the veil between the worlds grows thinner at Samhain and at Beltane? You say that the other world, the spirit realm, the world of the ancestors, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong, the Daoine Shidhe, the banshee, yeah?
The Banshee, yes.
The banshee are always close at hand. You wrote, in autumn, when plants send their life force down into their roots and drop their seeds and fruits to the ground, fertility and vitality flow downward from this world to the other world. That downward current is strongest at Samhain. So, yeah, shared grief across all borders, the community of all who've had horror inflicted upon them by cruel leaders. Whatever you want to say about Samhain, but again, it's a waxing lunar eclipse, right? It's a waxing lunar eclipse, the partner to the solar eclipse on the 14th of October. We go, whew. And so I was checking, like, where will it be visible? Many places, but it will be visible over Gaza and Israel, in which part of the moon will turn blood red. We go, whew, all right. Let's work with this. A full moon lunar eclipse, it's a precise full moon in which the sun projects the Earth's shadow onto the moon. So we see shadow. And, it's always, may this be eclipsed by this is part of the dynamic. And wherever you want to go with that, but I have. Yes, we have thousands of notes and things all over the place
Yes.
here. But you had, if you want to go to Isaiah, that would
Yes.
be good. Yeah.
Well, I will go from Samhain across our precarious bridge to Isaiah, perhaps, and say, when I think about Samhain this year, so Samhain is the beginning of the dark half of the year in the old Irish calendar, which is also the beginning of the year itself, because in the old understanding, all things begin in darkness, which I think can be a certain degree of comfort to us in our own times of confusion that, oh, things begin in darkness. And if in the darkness we let ourselves root down, and we let ourselves listen to the dreaming of the earth, and we let ourselves listen to the voices of the bones of our human and other than human kin, and we let ourselves listen to all that came before, then we can begin to find some rooting, find some direction. It was also the time when the sacred king, would be wed to the other world because that wedding was an offering. That wedding was saying, I give you my love and devotion, and my sovereignty arises from my giving that gift truly to the soil, to the land, to the kin, in ways that get so confused by their toxic mimic of state and nation in this day and age. And so, Samhain, we have that opportunity to drop down and to listen. And of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, we are coming out of this time when the bright half of the year was so full of fire. And so we can ask that as the energies descend, that the literal and metaphorical flames be brought down into the earth to be transmuted. And it's also a time when, yes, the voices of the dead are clearer. And right now, people standing with their heels dug in all kinds of positions are saying, What we owe to the dead is vengeance. But if we listen to the dead themselves, so often what they speak is what you owe to us is life for yourself and for your people. And although the biblical tradition is no longer my tradition, there are so many important truths that are spoken in it. And we can go all the way back to the often grumpy book of Leviticus, but it's very important injunction. I have set before you a choice. I have set before you life and death. Choose life, that your descendants might live. And then we go to the prophet Isaiah, and it's so chillingly interesting in a horrific way that in announcing that the ground offensive is coming and declaring its goals, Netanyahu cited chapter 60 of Isaiah that speaks of peace and security within the borders of Israel. But he skipped over chapter 1, the rebuke and warning in chapter 1, and the promise in chapter 2. In chapter 1, Isaiah is going to his God and saying, why aren't you listening to us? And to paraphrase, his God replies, you offer up your prayers, but I will not listen, for your hands are covered in blood. Go forth and wash yourself. Bring justice. Serve the widow and serve the orphan. We can work this out, though your skins are like scarlet, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. And so we welcome the coming darkness, the coming winter, to bring some of that cooling down. And then the promise in chapter 2 of Isaiah is the people shall stream to the mountain, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks and study war no more. And so I think of this as a text that is common to Christian and Muslim and Jew. And in every one of those communities, there are the people who are misappropriating the words they hold as sacred for horrific and blasphemous purposes. And what a blessing it would be if they were able to be eclipsed by the voices of those speaking from the true hearts of those traditions, who reach back to those truths, reach back to that vision of justice for the widow and the orphan, who reach back to that vision of beating swords into plowshares, who speak in a common voice. And when I reach back for what that common voice is, I think of the way that it echoed in El Salvador through the unlikely person of St. Oscar Romero, who had been a very right-wing guy before he was archbishop. He had been Opus Dei, far-right, conservative end of the Catholic Church. And then when he began to see the suffering of his people, he was transformed. And the day before he was killed, he went on the radio, and he said to all of the police and all of the soldiers of the Salvadoran security forces, when you hear the orders that tell you to kill, hear instead the voice that commands you, thou shalt not kill. I beg you, I beseech you, I order you, halt the repression. And so, who are the Romeros of the IDF? Who are the Romeros of Gaza? Where are the rabbis and the imams who can speak that truth to their people? And within our own country, I know that President Biden is very sincere in his Catholic faith. And where are the voices
We have
from
lost
his
you.
own
Oh, there we
community?
go.
Where are the voices from his own community that can remind him of those truths, remind him of that essential teaching?
No, that's great. Because I think I was exasperating some allies by saying, last week, let's see Biden connected to WISE. Let's see that the trust he's earned in Israel may open the path for compassion, and some of my friends were like, and then you've reframed it because there are, let's see him surrounded by wise counsel. Let's see him, again, that his heart honed by grief, may step up to go,
Right.
no, let us not do this horror. And I just want to honor further what you just said about Isaiah and how good that is. Isaiah also, said, "Speak to the weary a word that will rouse them," and that's for us. And then as just said, Netanyahu invoked Isaiah, and we go, it's Old Testament poker. I see your Isaiah and raise you one, right? Which is,
Right.
you missed. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and what you'd said, but. Let me just say it again. When you, Isaiah, when you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening because your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. We go, right. There's to dive, deeply into the Isaiah realms. And Oscar Romero. A great people can change, right? A great person to bring up, and he had visited the Pope John Paul right before his death, and John Paul turned him away. He goes, fuh, liberation theology, you're a communist. And my late great sister-in-law Jane Barnes did an incredibly interesting documentary on John Paul in which we understand how this happens. So when he grows up, in Poland, the communists are the evil beings in his imprint child. So he could not distinguish liberation theology from his conditioning, right? And then what you say is then Oscar Romero, changed. Oh, right.
Right.
So there's so much on our table wherever you want to go. I've excerpted so much of what you've sent me, including Auden's poem. I don't know if you have it in front of you, if you want to read
I
it.
don't. And
Ah, shall I read it?
I think it would be wonderful for us to go to Auden, but I want to first just call into our council one more set of voices to speak to Joe Biden first.
Good.
Because we know how proud Joe Biden is of his Irish lineage. And when I listen to voices from Ireland, so many say, well, to be Irish is to be aligned with and in solidarity with and know the plight of the Palestinians, because we too have lived under occupation. And I think of how President Biden, when he was in Ireland this year, went to County Louth, went near the River Bowen to the ancestral castle of his mother's Fitzgerald line. And those old families all have their banshee who sang Each of the Dead across when they left this world and went into the other world, passed through the House of the Dead. And I feel that not for his own death, may he live long, but may Joe Biden hear from the banshee of his line the voices of all of his people who died during the Great Hunger, so that he can remember what it is, like what the Palestinian people are experiencing right now, when you are hungry and you are sick, and there is food and medicine aplenty that should be available to you, but someone is stopping it from reaching you.
Yes. Yeah, all of that. The Irish saying, the Palestinians are the Irish of the Middle East is a saying long in play. And again, all creatures from Great Allies, Zina Taqiyuddin, she says, there's an incredible post. It's on my Facebook page from many sources. Caroline Casey on Facebook. But an incredibly, I mean, so much poignancy is kinship. It moves all of our hearts. My goodness, like, oh, so much weeping. And there's an incredible clip, a reel of, the many, many cats and kittens being rescued with just incredible kindness. And Zina writes, they're dying of thirst now, humans and animals alike. Nothing is coming through, not even drinking water. Pray for rain, clean, fresh rain, dance and howl, as well as immediate ceasefire, as well as abundant health care and nutrition and empathy and compassionate witnessing to their suffering. They know the world is watching them die, and no one is helping them. They speak to us through their phones from under the rubble, alive and witnessed, yet totally uncared for. And she says, I don't know what of news you're getting over there, but I do know that censors and misinformation is rampant. I wonder if, and then she sends some important videos. I've posted them all. Complex, beautiful, but again, so many. It's like there are many, many cats being tenderly, tenderly pulled out of the rubble and tenderly stroked and tenderly fed with what little food there is. And we go, right, it's all beings. It's all beings. My goodness, and then, I did notice that Facebook is doing some censoring from things pulled over from Instagram, which is just again, and young boys, rubble, 1 kilometer of civilian apartment buildings just into dust. And we know the dust, like in 9/11, the dust is toxic. And, young boy saying, "Oh, this is just a nightmare. I want this to be a nightmare. I want to wake up. I hope you find my mother and dad. I hope you find my mother and dad." It's like, oh, to all hearts, all kinship, and then powerful commentaries. And as we'd mentioned, it's a time, where hot reactivity is waiting for something to, and we go, no, let's cool this out. Again, this waxing full moon, and just to preempt, like to take back Isaiah, to take back the moon. Ronald Reagan always invaded on a full moon, and I brought this up with some of his right-wing supporters, Pat Buchanan, who said, "Well, maybe it's because it was light." It's like, no. Even when it was daytime, he always invaded on a full moon, right? Just and because he got set off, and Buchanan said, like Wolfman. I go, well, kinda, but we know the Dementors, and we want to wherever we want to go with this, but they do hoover sacred times, the Steve Bannons, the Eric Princes, the wherever we want to go with the full list of Dementors who feed on cruelty, there's that. So the full moon, we it is a full moon. And again, just to repeat, because it's so available for us to participate, it's a lunar eclipse, and the moon will turn partly red over Gaza and Israel on Saturday night, and we go, ooh. And for anybody who's been in a full moon lunar eclipse, it's a powerful, beautiful thing. Just to repeat, it's when the sun projects the earth's shadow onto the moon, we see shadow. But when the moon emerges from that, she looks all bright and cleansed, and and we I just want us to honor that. To it'll be full moon, Friday night for us and in America. That will be its most full moon, and then during the day, on Saturday, but it will be at night, in much of the world, and in Gaza and Israel. And so it's like, may it bring people to their knees in awe and kinship, necessary miracles, and what are we to do? All acts of kindness, come into play. I thought, I will tend everything in my home. I will clean the fish tank and go, hi there, guys. I will, put food out for the birds. I will do what is possible. It's the wonderful poem from, well, that's right, help me out here. That's right, there's oh yeah, here we are. It's from Mahmoud Darwish. As you prepare your breakfast, think of others. Do not forget the pigeons' food. As you wage your wars, think of others. Do not forget those who seek peace. As you pay your water bill, think of others, those who are nursed by clouds. As you return home to your home, think of others. Do not forget the people of the camps. As you sleep and count the stars, think of others, those who have nowhere to sleep. As you express yourself in metaphor, think of others, those who've lost the right to speak. As you think of others far away, think of yourself. If only I were a candle in the dark. I go, oh. Which is pertinent. The image for the sun in Scorpio right now is a youth carries a candle in a lit ceremony, participating in keeping the light alive, overcomes fear of one's own light going out. And we go, right. Right, what can we do? What can we do? For the humans, for the cats, for those who have just, you were mentioning, there's so many babies and so many youths, and I think of all the wonderful babies that I know recently born, with so much tenderness and doting and care, and it's like, oh, I know from the loss of my own baby years ago, but it stays with you forever. That is a terrible kinship, and again, right, that, yeah, and I think it is good for us to weep. There's so much in which you go, oh. And you're appealing to the Biden part of our dream to be surrounded and heart opened, and we've noticed, like, all right, he's in a tight game. But that's where we see, necessary miracles of some kind, opening up. You had mentioned that, I didn't get a chance to read Obama's piece about the moral peril that Israel is in. Do you want to honor that?
Yes. Well, of course, there was more that could have been said. I was quite struck by how much President Obama said in his essay on Medium this week, where he spoke quite clearly and quite strongly in ways that went beyond what I've heard President Biden and others say about the moral peril that Israel faces if it continues on a path toward indiscriminate killing, and if it continues on the path of starving the people of Gaza, and that, yes, there is a right to protection, but that right to protection is not a right to slaughter. And hearing him speak that felt so important and so significant. And I think also of a set of voices that we haven't been hearing as much in the American press, but the voices of those who survived the Hamas attacks and of those whose family members are still held hostage. And among the communities that were most affected were the kibbutzim, which were the communities that held the original democratic socialist vision of so many of the early people to come to, of so many of the early members of the Jewish community to come to Israel in the wake of World War II. And many of these people are people who have spent their lifetime working for peace and working for reconciliation. And there are a lot of voices from among those communities calling for ceasefire. And some of them,
Yes.
yes, are calling for ceasefire because they want to wait until the hostages are safely home. But others are calling for ceasefire because that's what their loved ones always stood for and always worked for throughout their lifetimes. And I think
Yes.
we saw that one beautiful gesture, that one beautiful image of the woman being released from captivity, reaching to her captor and holding out her hand to him and saying, Shalom.
Shalom.
And the people were so quick to dismiss that and say, oh, it's Stockholm syndrome. And I was like, no, this is actually
No.
a woman who spent her lifetime working for justice and working for peace. And that was a very deliberate act. And it was also a very deliberate act of that man from Hamas to
Yeah.
accept her hand and accept her greeting. And so
Can
may what existed in their hearts in that moment ripple out to all of their people on both sides of
Yes.
that border.
Yeah, I want to hold that and come right back to that, but we have our break music just a smidge late. But it is one of my new favorite groups. It's Otiken, and it's their song Genesis. It's the words are, kinship with the earth. The earth will heal us more than any shaman. And it's just a powerful piece of music for us all to kind of work out things. And then I want to come right back to where you were, Sean, that crucial part. So here we go. Here is Otiken. Powerful music from Otiken, because it's a very underworld, and in keeping with our theme this hour on the Visionary Activist Show with great Bardic Celtic ally Sean Patrick O'Donohue, whose website is otherworldwell.com. Right, so I just find that it's like, woo, it's a time for, I mean, that's very underworld music, like, let's, you know, cook, you know, let's compost the poison of, you know, cruelty, you know, into the kinship and compassion, which is right where you were. But I think it's music that is woofy enough to guide us in these times, like, so it's pretty underworld and banshee, don't you think?
It is. And the voice of the banshee calling from the other world was always echoed in Irish tradition by the voice of the woman keening, opening the gate from this side. And that both voices were the echo of Bridget being the first woman to weep for a son killed on Irish soil.
And that powerful keening, you know, again, people who've suffered great loss, and there are now so many. But it is now, if we take away the civilized conditioning, keening is a natural state, just animals keen, you know, rocking back and forth and just howling in grief, and others join with them. And the powerful keening, it's like, whoa, and may it be irresistible across all false borders, going, whoa, you know, you have lost, we have lost, we have been betrayed by horror. Let us, you know, sink to our knees and call off further horror. You know, let the necessary miracles unfurl, you know. And, you know, I quoted to you and to everybody, I've been using it a lot. You know, it's the phrase from The Tempest, hell is empty, all the demons are here. And you know, I don't know if we want to go into, we don't know about our the complete trustworthy veracity of our, the link that I sent you, about the connection of Steve Bannon and Eric Prince and, you know, the Wagner Group training Hezbollah. And, you know, do you want to just leave that, or do you want to dive into that at all?
Well, I think I want to say, I think it's important for us to be cautious about the idea that there are people sitting in a dark room somewhere or all having secret phone calls with each other. But we certainly can see that the secret forces of states existing around the world since, certainly at least since after World War II, certainly at least since the Cold War, have always dealt in these shadowy ways of trying to rise up violent groups that they hope will cancel each other out, of being involved in the same networks of running guns and running money, being involved in the same networks of bringing down popular voices and raising up the voices of division. And so whether at the conscious level of our ordinary world, people are working together in those ways, or whether it is the dark symbiosis that's happening at a deeper psychic level. Either way, Mossad and Hamas and the CIA and the FSB and Wagner and Blackwater and MI6 are all kin.
Right. Under the heading and let it, oh, sorry. Yes, you go. Sorry. Yeah.
And so we can look at that, and that's very frightening and very discouraging. But we can say, okay, well, if they have their secret kinships of death, where are our secret kinships of the Allies of Life. Where are our surprising mycorrhizal networks that borders and laws can't contain?
Right. And just to put the guidelines on our work table together, chaos and cruelty feed tyranny, right? And so let us aspire. Let us aspire. I mean, the Saturn is stationing to cooperate with that. So it's like slow everything down, cool everything out, pause, pause, and let us all make our dedications, that we be not reactive. Especially those of us who have not seen someone we love killed in front of us, right? We owe it to those in profound grief. Of course, reactivity is like, but I want to come back to the beauty we're bringing up before the break. But for those of us not in that immediate, understandable, hot, reactive realm, to withdraw our complicity from hot reaction, to be agents of cooling out, cooling out. As you say, the litany of tyrannical whatever, it could be a metaphor, it could be, but no, but those were well-spoken, sober words to not get reactive over that, but to go, and I do just remember the Steve Bannon, black magician for sure. I mean, truly studied. And his tweet back and forth with Trump on February 10th in 2015, right? And they were saying about, well, what we really want to do is the more violence and chaos and riots in the street, because that will bring America back to when it was great. That's the agenda, right? Not kindness. And so, any reactivity feeds the dementors, and we go, please don't feed the dementors, right? And for those of us now, not under hot reactive pressure, although it is easy, it's easy out there, shouting at the TV, going, the White House spokesperson, and we go, oh, okay, all right. But when possible, to waft kindness and calm and compassion into group mind, and then do everything possible. Everything possible, I just remember also when a friend, and her wife met with Obama, and he said, sorry about being so late on gay marriage, He said, but really, I was waiting for 51% of, the population to be for it, and then go for it, a kind of frank confession in a way. And so let's say politicians are the sails, we are the wind. May the wind change. Again, no to carnage. May there be impossible things like many things that the outtakes are all of the shows are always available on Patreon, Visionary Activist Show, and I think there'll be many outtakes that we don't quite get to hear, poems and things and videos and profound things, but so yeah, so feel free to check out Patreon, Visionary Activist Show, as well as the Dream News at coyotenetworknews.com for all the things we can't yet quite address here, yes, and then I do want to honor right before the break, and then continue that too, that the powerful voices, just to repeat what you said and what we've been noting, out of Israel, beautiful things to watch over and over again. Again, videos widely available and always on my Facebook page, of people who are speaking on behalf of their son, their brother, who have been killed, or those who have been taken hostage, going, my beloved would not want his or her death to be used to create more death. These were people, dedicated to peace. It's a terrible irony. But yes, that powerfulness, and I guess Can we see that coming up with the full moon, that powerful sense of sane, reverent common sense across borders going, no, that's where the, back to your guiding, that this is Samhain and a lunar eclipse and Pluto stationing and squaring everything, to go to that deep place of the voices of the dead being spoken through those who love them saying, stop, stop. Be kind. Yeah. Just tossing that back to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's also interesting that I think about, we have one person in the U.S. Senate who is very, very familiar with the kibbutzim. It was Bernie Sanders, lived on a kibbutz, and has so often been willing to speak out for true justice for Israelis and Palestinians alike. And I think about what an improbable friendship and trust has developed between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. And so many of Bernie Sanders' former staffers, and among them a lot of progressive Jewish former staffers, have been saying, please, Senator Sanders, go talk with President Biden. He listens to you. And please speak out and call for a ceasefire. And so I feel like we need to be reaching for every available channel to reach those who are in the positions to make decisions on high, while also recognizing that true sovereignty, which is marked at Samhain, always arises from the land and always arises from the people. And so let it move through the land and the people, whether their leaders listen or not, and let people in every community poised at the edge of war say, no, we will not engage in more killing. And let both the people who joined armed factions in Palestine because they thought they were fighting for liberation, let them realize that killing civilians is not liberation, and let the conscripts of the IDF realize that to defend the culture and community they come from, to defend the true values of all they represent, and to truly reflect the memory of everything their ancestors endured, they have a right and responsibility to refuse to hurt innocent people.
Yeah. Yes, let's see the necessary miracle of all of our hearts, all hearts opening the swords into plowshares, and that everything has such a great effect. Again, from my friend Zena, she goes, oh look, the city of Richmond, California. You know, this is so heartening. Again, it's a CBS News story. The city of Richmond, California is the first city in the nation that passed a resolution tonight. It was a couple nights ago, 1 a.m. Beirut time, which is where my friends are, condemning the bombing and genocide in Gaza and calling for immediate ceasefire and for ending the occupation of Palestine. A historic moment in American history. We need to get more cities to pass such resolutions. But, you know, a shout out to Richmond, California, meaning your dedication has traveled to the hearts of those under great cruelty and stress and agony, and has lifted their hearts. And so people in Lebanon and the word spreads, you know, are so grateful to the city of Richmond, California, part of all of us, you know, for doing that. So everything has a resonance and, you know, wafting out there, and we go, right. Things I haven't read yet, but they're going to the Patreon. The, you know, Michael Moore also came out, you know, with, again, sane, reverent common sense. You know, all of this, you know, calling forth the best of humans from this excruciating grief. And just to see, I don't really love saying all sides, I mean, we say it for a moment, maybe, across all sides, and then dissolving that, because grief is so profound that it doesn't have sides, in all the religions, in Santeria, where someone whose child had drowned in the ocean, and they speak to Yamaya, going, Yamaya, you are a mother, and I am a mother. Please give me the body of my son back. And as people watched, the body of her son rose, but you are a mother. I am a mother. We are mothers. We are fathers. We are all of those things. And that is stronger kinship than any. Any, I don't know what the word, any charade, any snookering, any whatever, the underneath, it's all about going, and the Halloween, I want to, kind of hand back to you, and the full moon lunar eclipse on Halloween, like, whoa, go deeper, go deeper, go underneath conditioning, go underneath identity, go all the way back. I love the Bengtsons and the song, the words I extract from them. And you might not have been the dream of your mother, if you know what I mean about your mother, but that's the complicated human being of your mother. But there are always other mothers, 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 fathers, fathers, mothers, fathers, parents, parents, mothers, fathers, going all the way back to some deep water fish that just wants you to jump up and live, beloved. And that's, I think, something we waft out, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper to the origin, to the great mother, to the earth. And it is a quirky thing. I did the chart. I took a look at the chart for the founding of Israel, on May 15th, but it's May 14th, the night before. And the sun is at 23 degrees of Taurus. It's the only earth planet there. Which is the fixed star Algol? We'll just leave that for another time. But Uranus, which is experimentation and change and disruption and freedom gained through loss, and is transiting Israel's sun now. I mean, exactly. It was stationing on it, and it's like time to experiment and change. Time for the most beautiful voices in Israel, and there are many, to feel safe, to rise up and to cry out for kinship and mercy and kindness, to join with the cries coming out of the rubble in Israel and the extreme rubble in Gaza, and also now the West Bank, going, to feel the keening kinship arising, and we go, ah. And to be willing to have dramatic change. I mean, Uranus transit, it's very precise, right? Is dramatic change embarked upon with willingness, or it happens, right? It's either we participate in what's available, or it happens to us, We go, let's participate, in all of the experimental, beautiful voices, from Israel joining with the beautiful voices underneath, everywhere, well, all around the world, really, going, let us experiment, let us have bold thinking and change. And then, there's many ways one can get into trouble. I will resist those right now, right? Because we've said there are many tripwires, but I've sent you lots of clippings that question everything. I'm hovering on the brink of trouble, but I'll resist it. Right. The teenage the Jewish teenager who was calling upon his radical left-wing Jewish allies to question about do we really. Well, I'll just say it and get into trouble. I mean, but it's from a Jewish smart person going, do we really need a theocratic ethnostate? Do we really? Okay, there's the trouble. Now I'm going to hand it back to you, Sean, to guide us into calmer waters or wherever you want to go.
Well, I will first go with the movement you just made, and then we'll dive into some calmer waters. And I'll say,
Okay.
we also have to remember that while the Christo-fascists who want a theocratic ethno-state here present
Yes.
themselves as friends of the Jewish people,
Right.
when we, and certainly there is among many evangelical Christians an authentic caring for the people of Israel. The reason why the higher up people within that movement want Israel to exist is so that it can be destroyed, because they believe in their end times vision that Israel must be present in order to be destroyed, in order to bring about Armageddon. And so let's stop letting people with millennial end times visions of any kind be in charge of the decisions being made on our behalf, whatever
Right.
community we come from, whatever tradition they claim to be rooted in.
Yes, that there was the use of the phrase the Christo-fascist colonizers have oppressed the world, in every form, and snookered people into opposition. And yes, and then in our own crazed Congress, right? So it's the thugs. It's thugs. We have outsourced authority to thugs. As you just referenced, the world's in peril from our immature outsourcing of authority and leadership, not to wise, kind people, but to thugs, as just, who the Republicans just elected as the Speaker of the House. It's like, oh my God, okay. So we're on our way out. Do you have a full moon, Halloween or Samhain, blessing you want to waft out that we might all participate in animating or anything?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So, in this time when the trees send their dreaming minds down into their roots, when the seed slumbers in the earth, when we hear the voices of the dead more clearly, may we too sink down into our own deepest root, our own wisest places, reaching all the way down into the well in the other world, where all our waters have their source. And remember that we are all water flowing from that well in the other world, and that we all share the same ocean of air breathed by every being who has lived, every being who does live, and every being who will live. And that the democracy of water, the democracy of air, the democracy of earth, the democracy of fire in its right place, guide us forward into ways to walk beautifully upon the earth.
Excellent. Thank you, Sean Patrick O'Donohue, that we root deep down in order for all of us to rise to the occasion. And thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. And we will reconvene next week. Thanks again, Sean. Beautiful, good. May all of our hearts open. May we be influential. May.